Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
The cause of vasculitis is not totally understood by researchers. Vasculitis is classified as an autoimmune disorder, which occurs when the body's natural defense system mistakenly attacks healthy tissues. Researchers believe a combination of factors may trigger the inflammatory process, including infections, some medications, genetic and environmental factors, allergic reactions, and other diseases. However, the exact cause is usually unknown. There are a number of factors, such as the use of cocaine, that are known to put a person at an increased risk for vasculitis. Smoking tobacco, especially if you're a man younger than 45, can increase your risk of Buerger's disease. Certain medications, such as hydralazine, allopurinol, or minocycline, can trigger vasculitis. Hepatitis B and C can also lead to vasculitis. Most types of disorder require medications to control the inflammation and prevent flare-ups. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.